This is Irredeemable, a series about juvenile lifers in Michigan from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm David Castleman. Today we have an update on Jose Burgos. His story was told in the first episode of Irredeemable.
I always think about those people. I always do. I don't ever want to forget them, you know?
Who knows when he'll see the daylight or be able to be out of them bars.
I've always felt that dying in prison is probably one of the most loneliest deaths you can possibly die.
Jose Burgos has been told he'd die in prison for the past 27 years. Even after the U.S. Supreme Court said Jose's life sentence had to be reviewed, the Wayne County prosecutor still recommended life without parole for him. But then this year, the prosecutor changed her mind. She reviewed Jose's case again and decided his sentence should be reduced to a range of 30 to 60 years.
To be told that, hey, you know what, we recognize the fact that you have made some changes and that despite, you know, the crime that you committed, that you still deserve a chance of freedom, is very big.
At Jose's resentencing hearing in May, the judge agreed he's a changed man. Now, instead of dying in prison, Jose could get out this year. IPR's Morgan Springer takes it from here.
Jose's friends and family showed up to support him at his resentencing hearing May 3rd. Jose says as he walked into the courtroom, his eyes went straight to the woman who raised him, his 83-year-old grandmother.
It was a very touching moment because I remember my grandmother being there initially when I first received my sentence, my life sentence. So just to know that she was still alive to be able to see this sentence be undone was a very touching moment for me. And of course, seeing the collective the collective amount of support that was there on my behalf was very humbling.
According to the Detroit News, Judge Ulysses Boykin told the court, quote, "There is a possibility that people can be redeemed or reprogrammed." The judge said he thought Jose was headed in the right direction. Jose has been incarcerated since he was 16 when he shot and killed another teenager, Omar Kaji. It happened in a botched drug deal in Detroit. He also shot Omar's twin brother, Eamon. Eamon Kaji survived but has been paralyzed ever since. And up until the hearing, Eamon Kaji had said he wanted Jose to stay in prison for life. But then at the hearing, when he spoke to the court over the phone, Kaji changed his mind.
At some point, as he was talking about the crime, as he got to towards the end of his statement, he had told the judge that he was not there to tell the judge whether it was to give me 10, 20, 30 more years, that if the judge decided that he wanted to release me, that he was not in opposition to that. And I think that was, for me, that was a very, very defining moment. It was very courageous on his behalf to even say that, you know, after all the damage that I had caused him.
And do you feel like, can you live up to that, or how do you live up to that?
Oh, absolutely. For me, being released and not doing nothing is not okay with me. You know, I fully understand the fact that I took a man's life. I fully understand that I critically injured another man, that his injuries can never be healed. And I have to do something to make something good come out of this.
Jose says mentoring young people and advocating for other juvenile lifers are two ways to do good. But he also realizes it may take time to get there. When he first gets out, he says he'll do whatever work he can to help pay the bills. So you've been incarcerated for nearly 27 years, but you've earned credit for good behavior in prison and you could be paroled as soon as this year, right?
Yes, yes. Right when I came back, they calculated my time. And I had earned approximately about 5 years and 3 months of disciplinary credits, which places my earliest release date in February 2016. So as of right now, I'm like about 2 years over my earliest release date.
Jose says when he gets out of prison, the very first thing he wants to do is quite simple. Here's how he envisions it. He'll be in a car driving away from the prison, and at the first chance, he'll stop and get out of the car.
Like, I want to get out and just exercise my freedom the very moment we have an opportunity to do so. So if that's a gas station, then that's where we're going to stop. We're going to stop at a gas station. I'm going to get out that car and just take in the moment.
Will you buy something?
Yeah, maybe buy me a soda or something. I don't know.
So yeah. It's not the thing that matters. It's just the ability to get out somewhere and choose.
Yes, just the ability to choose what I want to do at that moment. You know, I haven't had that for nearly 27 years. I think about how there's so many different things in life that I haven't done. And so here I am at the age of 43, if they decide to release me, I would be experiencing and, a lot of things for the first time. So it's going to be a constant, a constant sense of joy, a constant sense of freedom and being able to express that freedom.
Is there an aspect of this potential freedom that feels at all intimidating?
Yeah, I guess there's a sense. I don't have no fears of anything that has to do with reoffending or coming back or anything like that. I have no desire to ever go down that same path. But just maybe the expectations that I have placed on myself, hoping and praying that I can, live up to those expectations, because I know what it is that, that's in my heart that I want to do. But the reality is that I haven't been out there in society, and I don't know how society will respond to the things that I want to do, because I am still a convicted murderer.
Getting a reduced sentence was Jose's first step towards a second chance. But now it's up to the parole board to decide when he'll actually get out. Jose says he has to remind his family of that.
Now, I have explained to them that the parole board doesn't necessarily have to release me. After review, they can feel that maybe I need to do some more time.
Which he says he's ready to accept if it comes to that. Jose Burgos meets a parole board member today. If the board decides he is no longer a threat to society and is ready for a second chance, he could be released within the year. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.